can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. And then there's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake Lake. That's where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories that mean so much to me. Spending precious time outside with the love of family.
The hit was perfect. We went back out and it was.
This message will be handed down for all eternity.
Good job.
You teach your child about the wild and respect the land and sea.
There he is, B.
Trust in the Lord and most of all carry on.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ray I Radio on this April Saturday. It's youth season in the state of Missouri, and good luck to all those kids out there. Hunt safe, but most of all, have a great time. We came back from commercial with Legacy. Pretty much says it all about our little people, our youth hunters. In this particular segment, we're going to go back a few years and talk to Jessie Connor, one of the youth turkey hunters, a young lady I took turkey hunting a few years ago. I wanted to bring this back and let you hear this young lady talk about her first experience in the outdoors. She has never hunted, never shot a gun before she went on this hunt. This was an early season Kansas hunt, and she didn't get a turkey, but when we were finished, I had her stand up in the woods next to the river and tell me about her hunt. And this is an amazing interview. I think you're really going to enjoy this. So we're having a great Saturday morning here on this youth turkey season weekend. A lot of kids are out there hunting turkeys this weekend, and I want to dedicate it to our show to our kids. So we're going to go out and visit with Jessie Connor, one of the young ladies I hunted with. Close the last segment out with story time with Uncle Ray, Young Guns, about our youth hunters.
I went out to Kansas for the National Wild Turkey Federation's Jake State event. Met some great kids. We had about 200 kids at that event. And it was interesting, a couple of the guys running the NWTF in Kansas came up to me after the event and said, why don't you come back out in May and take us turkey hunting? And I said, why don't I come back out in May and take these kids turkey hunting? I had a couple of girls, young girls, on my radio show that morning, and I find these kids with great personalities. They'd be great on camera. You see that right away with these cool personalities. And I grabbed a couple of those kids, and I invited them to come back and take them turkey hunting. To program, I had a young lady come up to me and ask me if there's any way I could ever take her turkey hunting. What would it cost for you to take me turkey hunting? She wanted to pay me to take her turkey hunting. I said, I'm not an outfitter. I don't take money to take anybody turkey hunting. And, you know, I got a really busy schedule. And you could just see her face. It was sad. And she goes, well, is there any way you could ever take me turkey hunting? Here's my address and my phone number. She says, my dad doesn't hunt. None of my family. I have no way to get into the outdoors, and I really want to go turkey hunting. Well, you all know what happened there. My heart melted, and she's the first one I invited on the turkey hunts. Young lady, great kid, 15 years old, never turkey hunted, never been in the outdoors. I have two interviews with her on the show, one on our first part of our hunt. And this is, I've played this on my radio programming because I think it's real important that people hear what this young lady has to say. She didn't shoot a turkey on the first hunt, and she talks about her experience in the outdoors for the first time.
Let's jump right into the interview.
You're going to hear the wind, and I want you to hear what a youth hunter thinks about being in the outdoors.
I like about turkey hunting is that I get to be with nature. I get to have a whole day off and just see what nature's like, seeing, oh, that's what it sounds like. Wow, look at those. I got to see deer. I got to see turkeys, of course. And it was just so cool seeing how they move, doing what they actually do, and not actually seeing it on a screen. Like being able to wear clothes to be able to roll around, do whatever I want on the ground, to see all this nature. There's a river, the wind. We get to see how the wind changes and affects the animals and see how they do their thing and just see what works best, kind of see what they're doing, where their roost is, how they react with the decoys, and what it's like being in the blind, what it's like hunting not in the blind. It's just been so much fun. Just, I love it. It's been great. Some of my favorite things about this hunt is that I got to see the deer really up close. They had no idea we were there. They were just walking around, checking out with the decoys or like, saying, hey, what's going on over here? And it was just so cool being able to see that and just seeing how they react. Like, I've never really seen a deer for a solid minute before just steering this thing really close, and I got to be able to sit down, share, not really share, but I got to listen to lots of hunting stories. I got to hang out with really cool people. I got to eat some pretty crazy food, and I got to really enjoy the outdoors. It was just so much fun. I love the wind. I love the outdoors, and I got to have this awesome gun and be able to hopefully use it with the turkeys. And I'm just so excited being able to see what the turkeys look like in the wind. And when it was really, really cold in the morning, I got to see where the turkey gobbled, its breath was out there. It's just in the steam. It was just so amazing. Just so incredible. Great experience having to wake up really early and stay awake. And it's just been great.
Stay awake. What about the nap in the blind?
Well, for the rest of when I wasn't taking a nap, but it's been amazing. I love nature. My family's not that big of a nature thing, so being able to be out here has been amazing. So much fun working with different decoys, with different calls, and oh yeah, but I got to work with cameras, and that was so cool. I've never actually hunted before, and being able to hunt this experience, learn all these different things, and then have to deal with the camera as well, it's just so cool. Oh, my guide, he likes food. My guide is just so much fun. We got to learn a lot about each other, see what his cool stories are, see what all his practical jokes are, see what all the awesome things that he's been doing. And him being able to take the time and actually go hunting with me and everyone else has been amazing. I got to learn so much. He's just spewing with tips. Just, oh, see here and all this kind of different stuff. And I love how I'm going to be able to, while I'm on this hunt, I'm able to help him do what he does best for everything that he does for everyone. It's just so amazing. It's just so cool just seeing what he does. And being able to be a part of that is just really, really cool. Ray I. Ray I. He as in Ray I. Whenever you hear he, just insert Uncle Ray.
That was good, Jesse. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, that was a Kansas wind blowing. That's what we was dealing with while we was hunting. We did, and she is a sweetheart. I love it when a kid's just turned the camera on. She just spilled it all. It was awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
And that really made me feel like I did the right thing to take this kid. And then I called her up and I said, you know what, we're going to do a rematch. I got another couple girls we're going to take, and I want you to join us. And I brought her back out in late season there in Kansas. This was early season with the first hunt with her. Then we went out late season with Jesse, and I went with Madison Llewellyn and Tori Llewellyn, which I call Tori. You talk about a kid with a personality. This kid's awesome. And I took these three girls turkey hunting. I have an interview with her after her turkey hunt. I think you're really going to enjoy this, hunting with these girls. Two of the girls had never killed a turkey. Of course, Jesse's never even been turkey hunting. So this makes for a great interview. And in this program, also, our story time is going to be called Young Guns, and it's about the youth hunting and my experience with the kids. One of my first youth hunts was back in 1975. Yes, hunting with the kids. We did a hunt in Missouri for white-tailed deer with kids with ESPN, with Cabela's Sportsman's Quest some years ago. And it was before Missouri, our state of Missouri, had a youth season. And we did a trial deal. The Missouri Department of Conservation opened up Peck Ranch in southern Missouri. They wrote a proclamation to allow us in. And they came in with this hunt with us, and we had a hunt with the kids, and we had a great group of kids. But this event we had, and these kids taking these deer, was what the Department of Conservation looked at, and then the next year opened up a youth deer season in our state. Pretty cool. To me, in my home state of Missouri, I'll just use that example. We have a token weekend, first part of April, for these kids to turkey hunt. No green up, turkeys still in groups, usually cold and windy. That's great. But let's do a little more for these kids. Why do they only have a weekend? Why do the big guys have 3 weeks? Give them a good opportunity. When the Missouri turkey season opens, spring season, it's the third Monday in April. It's on a Monday. Let's give them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before the opener, so they can go to the same camp their daddy's going to or their uncle's going to and hunt during prime time, because that weekend right before Missouri's Monday is hot. It's good. It's always good. Always has been good. Give those kids the best opportunity. Give them 4 days. Give them a week. Give them 2 weeks. You know, give them more time than just 1 weekend a year on the off season, we got to quit giving in to the people because they're complaining they're going to shut the turkeys down or make them call shy. Get these kids out there. Give them the greatest and the best opportunity you can to get them involved in hunting. You know, some of these kids, when you take them out and the wind's blowing 40 mile an hour and it's raining and then it's sleeting and then it snows and they're not hearing or seeing anything, that's not a good opportunity. I mean, that's part of hunting, but you need to give them the best opportunity. So I say that grown-ups need to move over and put the kids first and the grown-ups second. The grown-ups have hunted their entire life. These kids are just getting started.
Amen.
We need to make a change.
Yes.
Amen.
That segment is incredible. That young lady's excitement about the outdoors for the first time experiencing the outdoors is just incredible. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to close with story time, Young Guns, about youth hunting. We'll be right back.